AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. launched new airstrikes against Iran today. The U.S. Central Command says it hit about 90 targets. It released video of what appeared to be strikes on an airport runway and missile launchers. Iran responded by targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. The strikes came hours after President Trump said recent Iranian attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz signaled the end of the fragile ceasefire. He made the announcement at the NATO summit in Ankara, Turkey. The president flew part of the way home from the summit on an older Air Force One plane. He switched in England to the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One. The switch raised security questions about the new aircraft. Maine Democrats are planning a convention to pick a new Senate candidate. The AP's Ben Thomas reports Graham Plattner announced yesterday that he's dropping out of the Senate race.
We believe that for the movement to continue,
Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plattner,
it can't be me,
posting a video to social media following a sexual assault allegation.
We are suspending campaign operations.
It came from a woman who dated him, who said he drunkenly forced her to have sex despite her telling him to stop. An allegation Plattner denies.
I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not. We're not doing it because of the allegations. We're doing it because of the structures that are being taken away from us by those in power.
Maine law includes a provision for Democrats to replace Plattner before the general election, and the state Democratic Party held an emergency meeting earlier Wednesday where more than 100 committee members signed off on holding a nominating convention in the event of Plattner's withdrawal. I'm Ben Thomas.
Demonstrators marched through Houston to protest the shooting death of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. He was fatally shot by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer. This is AP News. Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk beat Jasmine Paolini to advance to the semifinals in Wimbledon. But her thoughts are also at home. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
As Kostyuk plays in a Grand Slam tournament, there have been more deadly Russian attacks in Kyiv.
They ruined like four streets of residential buildings, and it was like 5 kilometers away from where my parents live.
Also, the International Olympic Committee is provisionally lifting its ban on Russian athletes.
It's terrible, and I think it's very, very far from fair play for all the countries involved here, and not just for Ukraine.
Kostyuk is trying to keep her focus on tennis.
I just want to go out there and hopefully beat every single Russian I play in Olympics, and that's it.
The 12th-seeded Kostyuk has reached her second straight Grand Slam semifinal. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.